life after life. One day, the friends flew to a planet inhabited by little green men. They were the most advanced in the universe. As they approached, they saw the green sitting on a large platform, meditating and absorbing energy from the sun. They were small in stature, like 5 or 6 year old children, with slender limbs and a large head, elongated big eyes, and a small nose. They walked naked, constantly recharging themselves with solar energy, like plants. The green men lived in spherical houses, the upper hemisphere of which was transparent to allow the light of their sun to always penetrate their dwelling and recharge them with its energy. All their buildings had similar transparent roofs. Having telepathy, they immediately noticed Jan and his friends. One of them, the wisest, Ian, began to communicate with them telepathically.
"Why can't Earthlings reach your level?"
"It's because you're forced to eat the bodies of beings or plants, while we feed on the energy of stars, such as your sun. The more subtle the food a creature eats, the more elevated it becomes. But on your planet, there are beings similar to us. Those are the plants. Thanks to them, life exists on Earth. They are very high entities. And if a person is in nature and connects with them, feels their atmosphere, they become more spiritual, rejuvenated, and healed. Literally, miracles will happen to a person spending a long time in nature. But as we fly to you on flying saucers, we observe the exact opposite picture. People seek happiness anywhere but in the forest. The forests are nearly empty. The devil created diseases. And God created plants for each of them. So, herbs can heal people, save them from all woes and misfortunes. Nowadays, all of humanity spends any free moment in front of the TV, computer, phone, increasingly immersing themselves in an unreal world, completely destroying their essence by doing so.
What awaits Earth?
Its fate is not yet decided. In its future, there are several alternatives. Too many dark and light powers are currently battling on the earthly arena, and only the choice of the people determines whether they will come to complete self-destruction or not. It is their freedom of will. Even if no catastrophe occurs, people can perish from the overpopulation of the planet, leading to ecological disruptions, deforestation, and the destruction of nature. We reproduce intelligently here, deciding who, when, and how many can be born, determining the number of beings needed on the planet. People, however, don't think like this. They follow the pattern of like everyone else, be like everyone else. That's their biggest misfortune. And although they call themselves intelligent, they are controlled by herd behavior, much like animals.
What else is needed for people to survive?
It's also important to worship women, to learn from them. Mostly, all the troubles of Earth come from men. They instigate wars, revolutions, manifestations, terrorism, genocide. Among them, crime rates are 20 times higher, along with drug addiction and alcoholism. They are more prone to violence and selfishness. Although they consider women stupid, it turns out to be quite the opposite. In temples, in spiritual schools, the majority of the congregation is women, and it is on them that harmony, and indeed all life on Earth, relies. It is they who radiate more love, kindness, compassion, sympathy, These are the qualities that preserve life on Earth. These are the feelings of the heavens.
So, why are there so few female spiritual leaders?
The reason is that with the rise of patriarchy, men systematically oppressed women, denying them the opportunity to receive education, in some places not even allowing them into temples, considering them inferior beings. They were forcibly married off at 10 to 12 years old, and kept as powerless servants. Ignorant people, fearing natural attraction to women, and the resulting adoration and love for them, declared them sinful, impure, a creation of the devil. Women who were more or less educated and free were declared witches and burned. The ignorance didn't realize that sexual energy and love, creativity, and attraction that women generate are the most beautiful creations of the Lord. The current condition of the world, on the brink of destruction, plagued by misfortune and injustice, is precisely the result of this incorrect attitude towards women. The salvation of this world depends on women, and on whether a man sees in them goddesses. Boys and girls should be raised separately. As from school, a boy displaying aggression, bullying, and humiliation towards a girl learns the wrong attitude towards her, and the girl begins to consider such treatment as normal.
Dusk fell. Two flying saucers appeared in the sky and landed. The green men started to dress in clothes.
When the sun sets, we dress. And when it's up, we walk naked again to recharge with energy, like your nudists. It's useful and can bring benefits to people. And the contact with minerals, lakes, rivers, mountains, these are the bodies of inorganic beings. All planets where, according to humans, there is no life, are inhabited by such beings. Life is everywhere, just in different forms, often incomprehensible to humans who are fixed on organic matter, considering themselves their body, not even knowing that one can live beautifully without it. The human soul clings to its heavy burden of the body, and seeks an elixir of immortality for it, trying to prolong its suffering in this prison. It's the most absurd thing I observed while studying the lives of Earthlings when I flew there on a flying saucer. They are driven by their blindness, their identification with the body, and their meager physical life. Instead of aspiring to the kingdom of heaven created for us by God, in their blindness, humans identify with everything. An alcoholic with the bottle. A psych with their fear. A fanatic with their idea, seeing everything through the prism of their identification, and unable to see the world realistically and broadly, as it truly is.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.